It's the time of year for long family car trips, and Barry Stewart Mann has just the thing for filling all those miles along the way. Stories.
It was a warm summer day on an endless highway, returning from a road trip to a friend's commitment ceremony on the Maryland shore. My sons, 7 and 4 years old, were seasoned travelers, but the you-know-whats were setting in. "I'm hungry. When are we going to stop? How much longer?" And the preciously unnerving, "If we don't get off this exit, I'm going to die." We had listened to audiobooks, played car bingo, passed out snacks and crayons, and were doing a hard sell on the benefits of napping when I saw a sign for a city miles ahead, Emporia, that triggered a memory. Emporia, did I ever tell you about the time that Aunt Leslie and Uncle David and I were driving cars down to Florida and we stopped for gas in Emporia, Virginia? The boys showed a bit of interest. I launched into a tale of switching drivers, miscommunicating as we ran back and forth into the station, inadvertently driving off without paying for one tank of gas, being ambushed in a fast food parking lot by 4 squad cars, blue lights flashing, and having to convince the codger who owned the station that it was all an innocent mix-up. The boys laughed, thrilled at the thought of Daddy dealing with the police. "That reminds me," my wife said, "of the time I was pulled over for running a stop sign and actually argued my own case in court and won." And we were off. Next came my story about the tree-hidden stop sign in Mississippi, the 4x4 that hit us broadside, and how my friends and I climbed out of the car window without a scratch. Then her tale about being confronted by the police for not having a bus ticket in Italy, the time I was towed in Mexico for backing up incorrectly but somehow escaped with a $6 fine. Her hilarious story about being a tour guide in the nation's capital and somehow trying to park a tour bus for which she had neither a license nor any training whatsoever. And the time I was rear-ended in San Diego by a drunk driver who drove off and how a carload of teens went off after him. Cars, buses, police, customs agents, travels, one story led to another, the boys full of questions and laughter, wide eyes and insightful commentary, through Petersburg, South Hill, across the Carolina border, nearly to dinner in Durham. It was a doubly memorable couple of hours, for the memories we relived as we shared them with our children, and for the memory we made, understanding anew how smoothly and simply stories shorten any journey.